Oh yeah, let's go. Prepare to be dabbled. Welcome to the Weekend Dabblers. I am your host, Justin, and in front of me, virtually through the screen, is the beautiful, the glamorous, the voluptuous.
Oh, that's a new one. Peter.
Yeah, yes, you thick girl. Girl, you thick.
I got curves.
Three C's.
I've got a lot of curves and not in the right places. But hi, welcome.
Hello. Sorry, I didn't mean like that. Wow, jeez.
I'm trying no,
to say you're
fine.
Hot, dude. Whatever, man.
No, I got it. No. I appreciate it, but it's like, it's my mind. It's my own thing. Like I got demons, you know. Like and they tell me like, hey, you know, you could be better. And I'm like, you know what? I agree. But
yeah. Be like that 100-year-old lady we talked about a couple weeks ago or last week or whatever it was.
Like, yeah,
our 90-year-old deadlifting queen.
Yeah.
100, like 200 fucking pounds or some shit, and she's like,
right, exactly.
90. I'm like, oh my god, good for you. I broke my shit on way more than that, but I'm also way younger.
Right, you bounce back much quicker.
Not as quick as I used to be. We're all getting older, unfortunately.
Correct. Man, time.
Birthday
time
is
moving.
Next weekend or next week, next Uh-oh. Friday. Oh, this coming Friday, as of the release of this podcast, yes, is my birthday.
Correct.
My God, I feel old. The big 29.
Oof.
Almost 30. Oh, God.
Dude, what are you going to do? You're so old.
Die. Just fucking end it. I'm over the hill.
Right? Right, like 30 is the halfway mark, yeah. Right?
A whole another year then. I got another year to live. Yes. Thank you, God. Oh, but no. I don't know. We're not doing anything for my birthday, but still. It is going to be my birthday, so maybe we'll do something fucking wild on the next podcast release. Just strippers and hookers everywhere. What?
We'll have confetti.
Only on our Patreon. Become a dad now. Dabbler After Dark.
Yes. We did end up doing that thing that we talked about for like the last 20 some odd episodes.
It's 24.
That we played around with. So yes, we.
You
we
thought
do
we
have
were
a
kidding? Fucking Patreon link down below. Go get it. Because you can be a dad too. We're not dads. We're not fathers, but we're dads.
That makes exactly.
sense. Yeah, you can be a dad without being a father. It's okay. Or you can be a dad while you're a dad. Even Ooh. Better, because you probably laugh at our dad jokes on. Dad, D-A-D, Dabblers After Dark. That's what you'll be on our Patreon. And right to it. What do you got today, Peter? I know you said there's some cool college football news and game, big games coming up, big people, big personalities about to go at it.
Yes, absolutely. So as the time of this recording, we haven't reached week 6 yet. However, by the time that this goes up, week 6 will have ended. So, the next episode, I will be either extremely happy or extremely sad that
probably
a
sad.
Team, probably sad, that my team lost, you know, this game coming up. So last week, week 5, a little bit of an upset. Oregon, ranked number 3, lost to Stanford, who was unranked. Mm. So the Pac-12 has some issues. So whoever's going to come out on top there, who knows?
Stanford. They're Stanford. They're a bunch right? of smart boys. And you're losing to a bunch of smart boys, a bunch of Neds. Fucking
right.
Neds.
Exactly. It's like Alabama losing to, like, I don't know, Harvard or something.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
One, why you're but playing it, Harvard. But
right, exactly. Like, these Poindexters over there just, you know, really know how to, like, throw the football.
And
you
know the physics of the ball.
Right, exactly. They've studied and know the quantum mechanics of football, so they're able to, you know, I don't know,
fire
quantum
fucking
mechanic.
Rockets.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that was pretty much a pretty big upset. Other than that, you know, teams took care of business for the most part, except for showdowns in the SEC, because Alabama took care of Ole Miss and Georgia took care of Arkansas, who both Arkansas and Ole Miss were both coming up in college football. Like, they were getting higher ranked. They were college football was pushing the narrative of like, oh, these two teams are going to really like try and like do something against Alabama and Georgia. No, not at all.
They didn't. Yeah.
No. Alabama shut down Ole Miss and barely gave them like
a yard.
I don't know. Any sort of points. Like if they did score points, I can't remember. I know one of them was a complete shutout. Yeah. So Ole Miss, they got lucky enough to even put up 21 points, which 14 was in like the last quarter. So
garbage big whoop there.
Yeah. Exactly. 14 points of garbage because they were well ahead. And Arkansas literally couldn't score anything. So Georgia just ran over them. So yeah, those two teams really kind of sucked it up on that week. So. But this week, the week six now that we're talking about, some big games. Those two teams, Ole Miss and Arkansas, get to play each other and see who is the better of those worst teams.
Ooh, I like the battle of the bastards, really. Like the battle, there's the bad teams. Who's going to win?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like there was like when we were in college, like our team, our football team in college was horrendous. They're forever. They actually had the longest losing streak in college football, all divisions. History. And they were going against another team that was pretty much like second to that, and it was like, well, somebody's got to win, unfortunately.
The streak, so, either the streak gets longer or the streak gets snapped, and yes, that's exactly. It
and they won. That was the first game they won in like fucking 30 years or some shit,
and they haven't won since.
They've won a couple games. They've actually done, they're not good, but like I would say, like, you know, win better. Three or four games a year, you know, it's like it's better than zero, like way better than zero. Yes.
They're moving up in football. Yes. But yeah, so week five, other than those two smackdowns and Oregon getting upset, Cincinnati and Notre Dame played, and that was a damn good game, and Cincinnati came ahead, which, you go Bearcats, you go. Florida got whooped by Kentucky, who was unranked, but Kentucky, as of week six, is now ranked, I think, like 16th or something, just because they beat Florida.
Yeah.
So, and they get to fight or play like big boy LSU, who is, ever since LSU won the national championship in 2019, have kind of been on the downward slope. So, I don't know. The SEC is also kind of like, it's got a lot of like average teams that everyone likes to hype up and whatever, but it's like that in a lot of.
Go Kentucky.
Right, exactly. Seriously, go Kentucky. Absolutely. So week six, the big games, you got your Arkansas, your Ole Miss, those two blowout losses from last week. You've got the Red River rivalry in Oklahoma and Texas, which is the game that I will be keeping my eye on at fucking noon. Kill me now, but
watch intently. Please don't lose. Please don't
right
die.
Exactly. You know, Oklahoma has seemed human with Spencer Rattler, their quarterback of Oklahoma, not playing up to what he did last year. So all the hype and everything, he's just kind of more as like an efficient like game manager and not doing a lot of like the highlight reel kind of stuff. Whereas like Texas, after, you know, losing to Arkansas and making the change in quarterback position, has been on a roll. We finally got over our TCU hump. So it's like, everything's clicking. Can we follow that momentum and go into Oklahoma, into the Cotton Bowl, on the state fair, and just, you know, take care of business? Or is this just kind of more of the same? So that I'm going to be looking at intensely. I got a big game in the Big Ten with Iowa and Penn State, both ranked within the top four. Mm. Iowa number three, Penn State number four. They played each other.
Ooh.
And that's going to decide who's the top dog in the Big Ten, because Ohio State, after the loss to Oregon, even though they did lose to Oregon, have found their, you know, their footing and have been crawling up the rankings probably faster than I would like, but they're up there because of name. So
yeah, that's true.
And then you've got BYU, who I like a lot just because they are an independent and they don't get a lot of coverage, but they're coming into the Big 12 sometime in the next 4 years or so. They play Boise State, which Boise State I also like. So I think that's going to be a really good game. BYU busted up on the quarterback situation. They're in like, what, their third string or something like that. They're finding hurting ways to win with the limited resources they have.
It's nice of you to say.
Yes. So yeah, those are kind of like the big games that I would watch out for. Obviously, Red River Rivalry, and then the Big Ten Showdown. You've got Georgia against Auburn, but I'm pretty sure Auburn had a lot of magic when they played LSU in week 5. But I don't think Auburn is going to have the magic to take down Georgia. And then Alabama goes and plays Texas A&M, which also has quarterback issues. So that's probably just another blowout win. So those two teams are probably going to stay 1-2. You probably don't need to worry about those too much. But on the offside of those two teams, because they're just going to keep doing what they're doing, you've got a lot of other games that are really exciting.
Oh, that's sweet. That'll be a good wrap up to whatever, you know, what, week 6 of the season. So how many weeks are there? Are there 10? They go 12.
I think it's 12, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. You must know these things, Peter. You're the football guy. I'm just here.
I know. Usually it goes to 12, but that's
13 weeks. Okay, but I think they have 12 games, probably a bye week, I imagine, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's like 12 games, and then depending on like if you go to like your conference game, that's technically another week, and then if you go to a bowl game, that's a whole other thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Not counting postseason stuff. I'll just have normal. So it's
right,
about
exactly.
Halfway done. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So yeah, no, college football is just about done. So
nice. Well, hey, you know, cheers to those college professionals, or soon to be professionals. Hopefully, they're getting paid. You know, because nowadays, nowadays you can get paid as a college player, and that's awesome.
Yes,
you know, they fought for that for so long. You know, the reason the NCAA games don't exist anymore is because of that issue of not being able to pay for their likeness. But now they can, and they are making a new one. Is EA making a new one? I think.
I think they are. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out in the next couple of years. But obviously, we playing or paying the. I keep saying playing, paying the players. I've Red River Rivalry, like that. If I had to try to say that three times fast, I'd probably choke myself. but paying players is very like just a good thing. I mean, it sucks for those who aren't as savvy in the social media world because you kind of have to play that game to make that big money, be some type of influencer per se. To get those different sponsorships and whatnot, or just such a badass player on the field, you can just post nonsense pretty much on your profile and people will still follow you kind of thing, which is fine. But speaking of money and nonsense, random offswing here, but Peter, what would you buy if you won the lottery?
Well, personally, I'd pay off my debt. I'd buy a house, probably buy a car. Then I'd probably like invest in the like half of it, at least, depending on how much I make, how much all the other stuff costs. Like, I'd probably live within, but I could probably go through a lot of money. So,
Understandable. Is there anything specific you'd buy? Like, one specific outrageous thing that's awesome?
I probably wouldn't care about scalper prices and buy a whole lot of shit, you know, technology wise. Like, I'd pay the $2,000 it is for a PlayStation 5 or. The $10 million it is for like a new graphics card or whatever. Sure, why not? I don't care.
I love it. Fuck it. Don't care. $700 million. Exactly. I got this. Or $350 after taxes. But still. Yeah. Well, a guy in Shreveport, Louisiana, kind of won probably what you should. Like, he was actually on the news. They're like in line. He's buying a ticket. And the news just happened to be covering a story about the lottery, I think, because it's pretty high, at least in Louisiana. And they're like, hey, you know, what would you buy? He's like, well, you know, I think I'd definitely buy a supercharged Mustang, dual exhaust, about 5 kilos of cocaine. I think I'll be good to go. I think I'll be good to go from that. Just like nonchalantly just drops 5 kilos of cocaine immediately in a live story on the news.
Hell yeah.
You know, but hey, good for him for admitting he has a problem. the first step. Because, you know, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. You know, it's so interesting, like, what people would do with, like, you know, their money. Like, I would tend, like I said, like, I'd probably tend to be more rational with it because, you know, I do have a lot of debts. I understand, like, I got to make payments. I got to, you know, be a productive member of society and all this kind of stuff.
Do
like,
you
I
know?
Understand
do
that.
You?
But at the same time, like, if I've got the fucking money, like, I can fucking live it up, too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, mm-hmm. if your vice is, you know, hard drugs, that's fine. If you've got, like, millions of dollars, like, sure, live a little. Have some fucking fun, like... It's like a drop in the bucket kind of thing. You hear a lot of like the stories of like people who win the lottery and just end up blowing all of it on like
the majority actually of the
right on like prostitutes and
yeah.
drugs and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, that's fine too. Like shit, have a good time. I think there was like some guy, I remember a story and I don't remember all the details of it. But some guy who was depressed ended up going to Mexico, blowing all of his money on like on the visit, cocaine, like and prostitutes, and then decided, you know what, maybe life is worth living, and got out of his like depressive funk. So like, who am I to say that like that's not gonna help that guy out? I don't know. People are built differently, you know?
That is, yeah. I mean, 5 kilos of cocaine. One, who's going to sell you a kilo of cocaine, let alone 5?
The cartel.
Well, yeah, if he goes down to Mexico, I guess, but like, or Cuba, I guess, is closer to Cuba than Mexico.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I guess if he knows a guy, he knows a guy, sure, whatever.
You know? Right.
Knows a guy who's a cop. Oh, shit.
You can get 5 kilos, but you're going to jail.
But you're going to jail. And then we're going to take jail. That 5 kilos. But
you
yeah.
don't get them 5 kilos.
We get the 5 kilos, thank you.
But we get the 5 kilos and all your money. And you go to jail and you get
you do not pass
beat
go,
up or...
do not collect, you know, $200 or $700 million.
exactly.
But apparently the statistic is like 70% of people who win the lottery go bankrupt within a few years.
Yeah.
Like that's a huge amount. Like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I can never I'm the same way in terms of the more of the logical side of things. Like, yeah, you do. You pay off your debts, then cool, you're debt free now. If you still have money to afford a house or a car or whatever your vice is there, cool, go do it. You know, you'll still have, you should still have extra. And then from there, yeah. invest it, and you probably don't have to work anymore if you just invest it. Because
right.
majority of the time, you'll make some money back. Or even if it's a small percentage, like do be very, even like the 3-5% returns is pretty easy to get. And if you do that with, you know, $20 million every year. Woo, money. I'm good. But people don't get that. They just spend it on everything. Some people try to make businesses or whatever. They have no business really opening, thinking it'll make more money for them or whatever. And that's where they get in that kind of hole of just putting money into the business over and over again kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which, you can do that for sure, but you shouldn't be opening businesses unless you know what you're doing in terms of, you know, either low risk or you have a ridiculous amount of research and or people behind you that know more than you, you know. Like Henry Ford was like one of the founder of Ford, obviously, but if you didn't know, but if he was coined for the term, like, you know, I may not know, but I'll have three to five people around me that do know, you know. I don't need to know that. Like, I don't need to know the answers to all these questions you're asking me because I have other people that do. So
right.
If you have that, you're good. You're golden, pony boy.
Right. Exactly.
It's one of those things. I definitely would want to invest a lot of that and get a little bit of cocaine's fine. Not heroin though.
Right.
Don't be injecting shit, people. We're not saying do drugs, but if you're trying to do drugs responsibly.
Yeah, seriously. Don't get them from Snapchat or anything like that.
Snapchat drugs.
Yeah, there's actually a huge thing of like people
shit.
Are using Snapchat for like what they're thinking. So it's obviously someone, you know, person A wants to get, you know, either like Oxycontin or Percocet or Xanax. So
communicate on Snapchat or something because it goes away in 24 hours?
Right, exactly. It's like the perfect like communication thing. So that's why like you have person A who wants, you know, one of those like, you know, pill form drugs, and you have a dealer and they're like, all right, cool, great. What's happening is people, the dealers are actually giving them fake pills that are actually fentanyl.
That's like some stupid shit like that.
Exactly.
I've never understood that. Besides, like, I understand like cutting. Okay, let's get weird and go deeper into drugs here.
Let's get drugs.
For the weekend dabblers, we're getting drugged. But no, I understand cutting your product with things that will make it look the same, even work the same to an extent, but lessen the amount of the original stuff. Like cocaine, you typically take it with, you can split it with inositol. It's just like a powder you can get from like GNC or some shit, and it's relatively expensive, doesn't do anything bad to the body. It's actually just a I think it helps with like a diuretic or some shit. It's just like a nutrient you can buy at GNC or any kind of like nutrition stores, but you can split it with that. It looks roughly the same. Boom, you're good. You know, cut your normal product in half, so you double it realistically in size, and that's a business move. But
correct,
you don't hurt your actual. You know, you're actually giving them a lessened amount, which in turn may want them want more because they use it all pretty quickly because that doesn't work as well. But then you go to like fentanyl side of things where you give these pills out and they die. That's not a return buyer. You're dead. No. You're an idiot. You just killed your buyers.
Right, exactly. It's such a stupid fucking, you know, idea, because it's like taking essentially, you know, pills that are the size of like ibuprofen, you know, and saying that like either all or some of that is fentanyl. And fentanyl is fucking terrifying.
Yes.
It is such a small amount of it will kill you. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I don't fucking care, like, if you're like, oh, I've been on all kinds of drugs. I'm just built different. No, this shit will fucking kill you.
No, you're not.
You're gonna fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, fentanyl is one of those things that you just don't fuck with.
Yeah, besides, like the cartel wanting to murder Americans or something and sneaking that. And then I get it on their end. I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. Like, it's shitty, but it's like a smart war move, I guess, in a way, on their end. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, whatever the, you know, back in the day, I'm reading a book right now. I'm doing an audiobook about World War II, and I'm just like, this is awesome. War tactics shit they're doing, this is cool. So it makes me think of that. But so like I get on that end, but if it's just like a drug dealer who's an idiot and like does that to try to split their product or something, and then murders half their clients, it's like, you know, you're stupid. And the rest of them have to get like Narcan'd up or something to be able to survive. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I am clearly not drug savvy, and I've said it multiple times. Like, I've had the opportunity to do drugs. I just haven't. I just don't care. So I am not drug savvy at all. But even I know fucking fentanyl, and I do not fuck with that shit. No. Like, even if it was like ever offered to me or I had the opportunity, fuck no. Like, absolutely, hands down, get that shit out of here. I'm calling 911.
I don't think people actually like want to do fentanyl. I think it's just they just put it in drugs for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's the murder Americans or it's just because they're idiots. I'm not sure. But
I don't know who's doing it. Like, again, like you're saying, like, if it's a business move, it's a dumb fucking business move. You're literally killing the people who are giving you money. Like, again, I understand. Like, I guess
Amazon just put a bomb in every box that ordered Prime and just fucking blew up everybody. Like, everybody in the world would die.
Right, yeah. Like, you've got, like, a 25% chance of, like, hey, the next, like, Prime package you got delivered, like, has a fucking pipe bomb in it. Surprise, you got your fucking,
surprise, motherfucker!
You ended up getting your, like, cute little cat coffee mug, but also there's a fucking pipe bomb, Halloween. So, like, you're fucking dead.
Why is this box so heavy? It's just a costume for my cat.
Like, why is there, like, ticking? Like, I don't understand.
TikTok.
It's
the new TikTok. Oh. Yeah.
It fucking makes no sense. Like, whoever, like, how, I don't know why or when, it's stupid on all accounts. Like, from a business, from, like, a person to person, It's just terrible all around.
Would agree. I would agree. And then, you know what's stupid also?
What?
Really silly, dumb. Actually, no. People without patience are really stupid. That they actually yes. bother me. I know we talked about it a little bit earlier, and I'm just like, fuck them.
Yeah. So the reason why in our pre-talk, I wanted to bring up like people who don't have patience is like, there was an article and there's news about Urban Meyer, who is the head coach of the Jacksonville yeah. Jaguars. He just had like on. A yes. There was that video of like that girl in the bar or whatever, like grinding on him or whatever, and you know, there's like video that came out like beforehand where like he obviously was into it, like he had his hand on her butt and all this kind of stuff. Like, I get it, you know, it's terrible, you know, that he did this. It ruins his like family man reputation or whatever. Like, look, if they're both consenting adults, like who the fuck cares? His family life is his family life. If that's okay in their family, that's okay. Not everything has to be fit this like, you know, Christian, you know, narrative where it's like it's a man and a woman and they're both faithful kind of thing. Unfortunately, you don't get that sometimes, mm-hmm. but that's a whole different thing. The patience part is because of that, there's been, or I guess like one part of that is there's been a lot of talk about, you know, should we fire or should Jacksonville fire Urban Meyer? And it's like, I don't believe so. Because, yeah, sure, he's got off the field things that can be considered distractions or whatever. That's fair. And his team right now is doing bad. They're like mm-hmm. 1-4 or whatever. 1-3, probably going to go 1-4. Like, probably. They're not going to be good. But that's okay. Because whoever thought that they were going to win the Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback and a new head coach is a fucking idiot.
Yes. Yes. That 100%. Like, your expectations are flawed because you're an idiot. And
right.
Because, you know, the kid needs to learn the speed of the game, which is completely different than college because he was just running shit in college playing at his own speed. Cool. Great. Wonderful. Now he's playing against real men who yeah. are much better athletes than people who played in college.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah, you're not one, then you're not going to be good. And then also, hey, now I have to figure out the speed of the game too as a head coach because I'm used to the same thing. You know, I've just my team pretty much being bigger and faster than most people or most other teams. So we just tomp the shit out of everybody.
Right.
Now it's like, okay, I have to be, now I'm going to have to relearn this whole thing and probably more time in it than I did before because it was easier to win at Ohio State or Florida, wherever he was, right. both places, and over time. But then, you know, now it's like, hey, yeah, need to let off some steam. I'm going to the bar that I'm not defending this by any means in terms of like what he did. He's stupid and he's an idiot. But in my opinion,
right.
Because, you know, if you have an open relationship like that with your wife, cool. But if you don't, okay, that's where it gets sketchy.
Right,
but,
exactly.
The blowing off some steam at the bar he owns and happened to probably get a little too drunk. Some college chick comes and dances on him. Oh, okay. I've been at a drunk, no, drunk. I've been at a bar drunk.
I've been a drunk.
I've been a drunk bar before. I've been at a bar drunk before with my wife and we're both dancing like somewhat separately, like the big kind of, I was maybe grabbing a drink, coming back or whatever. And some dude started to dance with her. Nick, she's like, eh, whatever. I'm like, cool, have fun. You know, I was like, I gave her the heads up, like, yeah, whatever. And then she's like, save me. But, you know, that's a different story a little bit.
Yes.
But it's also like, hey, you know, that happened initially. And she also danced with a couple other people, a couple guys we thought were gay. I don't think they were. She thought they were. And I'm like, whatever. I don't care. We have a comfortable enough relationship. That's fine. That's not going to bother
right.
me. Because I'm awesome and they are not. That's why she married me. But still.
Clearly.
But the act of like, you know, someone coming up and dancing on you and like being in that drunk minded state and like not realizing where you are necessarily, you know, most men will fail that, you know, most, I would say. Like I could truly say that's most men will fail in that test because they'd be like, oh, cool, some hot college chick is dancing on my dick. I'm not gonna have sex with her, but I'm gonna have a good time and dance as well, you know,
right?
And enjoy this while I can, and then go home to his wife or whatever. But it's like people who are like pretty much like casting the stones at him, so to say, you know, like I think his wife posted something like we're all sinners, you know, if you think you are, you're stupid. You know,
right?
Like I mean, it happens, shit, people make mistakes, it's one of those things. But excuse me, I'm going through puberty. my voice teeth cracking. But it's definitely the patience of the fans and everything else. People are just always, I wouldn't even say patience at that point, just like the ridiculousness of needing to dive into the personal lives of these people who, yes, they are popular. I guess in high school, they're your popular kids. Now they're your popular adults. So they have more money and more, you look up to them more than the popular kids in high school. But it's the same fucking principle. You know, everyone looks up to these people and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, they're awesome, amazing. But they're fucking humans. They make mistakes all the time. It's just what it is.
Right. Exactly. Like, look, like you said, everyone makes mistakes. Everyone, even your favorite fucking celebrity, whoever that may be.
Like, Kanye doesn't make mistakes.
Oh, he's made plenty. Even like your fucking like poster boy Robert Downey Jr. He literally
drug addict for a while.
Was a drug addict through like his early career, but he's done so much since then. You know, he got sober. And he got lucky with Stan Lee and Marvel and them giving him a chance to, you know, redeem himself. And he has done just that. Like, people can change, but people are sinners. Like, you do, like, sinning in whatever, like, weird context. Like, people will be people. Like, if you want to drink, you want to drink. The mm-hmm. book... the Bible, whatever religion, ideology that you believe, let's say, like, no one should drink or no one should, you know, fuck before marriage or
no
anything
one should
like
grind
that.
Grind on a college student whilst married.
Right. Like,
obviously, an amendment.
Right. So, like, whatever, you know, ideology that your moral compass is, you know, directed towards, like, what people will sin. Whatever that means to you, and that's fine because we're people, we are flawed, like right down to it, like we are absolutely flawed. I'm not perfect, like no one's perfect.
Oh,
we all make mistakes.
What Peter, you told me I was.
You look perfect. So yeah, like the whole thing of like, you know, there's a whole aspect of this, like, Urban Meyer thing, which I, again, it was just to bring up, like, the point of, like, people jumping the gun and having, like, the we want results now kind of thing, because it's stupid, you know? From a logical standpoint, yeah, you're bringing in a first-time head coach, a new rookie quarterback, and you're expecting what? To go 6-6, to go 8-8, to go
to win our division, obviously, at
12-4. Like, what do you what were your what were your expectations for this season? Because honestly, my expectations for this season for Jacksonville were pretty fucking shit. As long as
win
they can
three
beat,
games, you're good.
If they can beat the Jets, who the Jets have an established head coach but a rookie quarterback, if they can either beat or match the Jets, that's a good season in my book. Because again, it's a first-time head coach and it's a fucking rookie quarterback. There's not a lot of experience in the heads of both of those positions, so there's a lot of inexperience, there's a lot of mistakes are going to be made. You just gotta fucking be patient with it. Like, things take time to develop. You don't know if it's gonna be something special. Who fucking knows? Urban Meyer can do the same thing that he did with all of his college teams and bringing up Florida and making them a powerhouse and bringing up Ohio State and being a powerhouse. Like, Who
or
fucking
he could
knows?
Immediately dip and go to UCLA. Oh.
Right, exactly. Who fucking knows? The dude flaky as fuck. Like,
not because he grinds on college chicks, because
no,
he's flaky.
Of course
fuck.
Not. He's just flaky, man. Like,
he's
come
flaky
on.
Flaky dude. He leaves people.
He's a flaky dude. Like, even Nick fucking Saban, like, when he went to Alabama, his first year wasn't lights out Super Bowl kind of shit. Nah, it was like, it was a slow build up. It took time. Everything takes time. In today's age, with the phones and everything, like, we're so
used to
that.
Your phones, your tic-tacs, and your yik-yaks, and your
well, yak-yokes. There's a lot of things that give us a release of, like, dopamine to make us feel good, you know, to make us distract ourselves. And all that kind of stuff is immediate. It mm-hmm. If you turn it on, if you go to it, it works. It's there. The neurons get activated, all the like hormones get released, like all of it, it just works immediately, and we get used to that. And that's the thing, it's like we have to learn that, like, things take time. It's okay, relax.
People will never learn, Peter. They will never learn. Even with that slow, beautiful delivery, they will never learn.
They will never learn. Like, it's okay.
People are horrible. You, listener, are awesome for listening. But no.
Yes. Yes, you are awesome for listening. I know I'm ranting a lot, but...
Get on that soapbox, motherfucker.
I have done that a lot on here, I feel.
Sorry. It's our release. It's our patience.
Yes.
Or version of it, I guess.
Her version of release. Not in sexual way, but thank you.
Isn't it though? You don't play this while you're having sex.
Look, what you see under what the screen, what my camera is showing you, is completely different. You know, I am just
completely naked underneath these clothes.
You have no idea.
I am not wearing any underwear, Peter, and it is okay. I'm allowed.
And it is okay. I'm in my own house. I can do what I want.
I'm naked in this booth 90% of the time. I put clothes on for you. As I make them spill water everywhere.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm so glad that you're able to put on at least a shirt.
That is all you can see.
Right, it's all you can.
I'll just walk, turn around and just walk bare-assed out with the camera rolling, and you're like flopping around. What's up? Oh, but the moral of the story here, people, is have patience, enjoy life, not try to rip people's throats out initially. Think before you say anything, and just have patience.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's a hard thing to preach. It is.
It is.
But. I mean, we'll be your pastors for today. I'm Pastor Jay. He is Pastor P.
Pastor PB&J.
PB&J. But we will say, hey, have patience, enjoy life, love mm-hmm. it. That's all we can ask. And you will, if you have patience and think before you say everything, think before you post, think before you do anything, you will start to enjoy life a little more, because you'll have that inner just self-awareness, that self-connectivity that's so nice to have. When mm-hmm. you have that, you can just talk to yourself and have great conversations even. A little weird, but, you know, it's one of those things. Or you can just, you know thyself is the key thing. You know, once you know yourself, you can be happy, because you can fix the things you may want to fix, but then you know and appreciate all the things you're good at because you know yourself. You're never really mad at yourself. You know, you can get rid of all that darkness that's there and whatnot. And then you can be patient with people and things and Amazon and delivery services and pizza, whatever.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's just all things. You can learn to be patient, and hopefully it's a virtue we all should have, need to have in this ever-changing, ever-escalating world that we live in.
Yes.
Let's all hope for a little bit more patience. Mm-hmm. This episode of the Weekend Dabblers is going to be a little bit shorter. As we go forward, we are going to be moving into a shorter episode length comparatively to our normal scheduled programming. But we will be also having some things thrown in to our Patreon, the Dabblers After Dark, DAD. If you want to become one, go to our Patreon link below. And we're going to actually just probably cut it there. And I think that's a good spot, really. Don't you think? You have anything else you want to plug or anything like that, Peter?
No, I think just, again, just reiterating, you know, just be patient. If you can be patient with yourself and learn to, like, take it easy, relax a little, you know, get rid of the distractions of, you know, life, and just kind of, like, really just take a moment. You can try and fix at least yourself or work on yourself, or you can, in doing that, you know, it extends and use it into other people in your life. So, like, maybe you don't get mad that, you know, your delivery for takeout food was 2 minutes past the whatever time. Like,
give me my money back.
Right, exactly. Like,
that's what it is. Yeah. And be patient with us while we release new content occasionally. And because we'll appreciate it. And if you ever, you just want to talk to anybody, DM us, email us. They're all below this beautiful play button, down below into the words of chaos no one ever reads. But if you do, there's stuff down there. Weird, I know.
Words and whatnot.
Words and whatnot. But yes, and really, have patience and love each other and be a good human. As that beautiful possum says.